The National Media Commission wants a review of the ownership structure of the media. According to the NMC, politicians and religious leaders who own media houses must subject themselves to the rules of media practice, such as fairness and objectivity. The chairman of the commission, Cabral Blay-Amihie, in an interview with Radio Ghana, said the NMC has made a proposal to the Constitution Review Commission to look at the ownership structure of the media to ensure sanity in media practice.
On the question of ownership of media, it's an issue that has to be looked at holistically. But even if there's a political ownership of media, that media is still subject to the rules of engagement or the terms of engagement of the media landscape. The issue about religious ownership of media is one that can be also reviewed. The way forward is for all those who use the media, whether as journalists or as citizens, to know that the other side of freedom is responsibility, accountability. It's respect for certain cardinal values of fairness, objectivity, truthfulness and accuracy.
Chairman of the National Media Commission, Cabral Blay-Amihie. Meanwhile, the Ghana Journalist Association says the danger posed by a partisan media ownership should not be underrated. The GJA believes if politicians in particular are allowed to own media houses, it could be a recipe for chaos during elections. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Vice President of the GJA, Roland Afilmoni, said until media ownership is backed by law, politicians should be made to stay clear.
The GJA stand is abundantly clear, and our stand is that media ownership confers power and influence on the owners of the media institutions. And this power can be exercised in ways which will imperil national security and national stability. Examples are what we all witnessed in the run-up to 2008 elections, but we also saw the extent to which the exercise of press freedom nearly marred what we all saw in 2008. We were actually on the brink, we were teetering on the brink of national self-destruction.
One may ask, the politicians and religious leaders are human beings like any other person. So if a businessman will own a media house and it is not a threat, why will it be a threat for a religious leader or politician to own one?
The intention and the motive should inform, I believe, the National Communication Authority or whoever is responsible for issuing licenses to media owners, because this threat has not receded. In fact, the fog of danger has not evaporated, and it will never evaporate until we address this issue from the root and not the branch. The branch approach will be to condemn the danger posed by media ownership, so that partisan media ownership, and the branch approach imposes an enormous responsibility on the National Media Commission, on the National Communications Authority, on the Ghana Journalists Association, indeed all stakeholders and media consumers, to rise up and fight this issue. Because, as I said, media ownership confers power and control on whoever owns the media outlet. And those, the owners exercise this power in such ways as to pollute the whole society with their partisan interests. We have instances are cited. As we speak, there are two institutions which have gained or overgained notoriety for turning out inciting dangerous material which tend to corrode the peace and stability of this nation. And we all need to be mindful of this fact and tackle.
What do we do in instances like the TV3 issue? There is a media house owned by a foreigner, an outsider. He is selling the media house. We understand Dr. Utaba, who is a religious leader, has gone to buy it. So in that instance, can the National Communications Authority, the Media Commission or the GJA stop such an individual from buying the station?
The law as it is now frowns on religious organizations, partisan or political institutions, only media institutions.
The law is not biting now because we know so many politicians who owe media houses. We know so many religious leaders who own radio stations. Whose duty it is to ensure that the law bites?
The litany of such cases do not make it right, and the repetition of an offense in no circumstance will make it right.
Vice President of the GJA, Roland Afilmoni, in that interview with George Asekere.